Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Geist Almighty. Ah. That's courtesy of Hugo Bosk.
Oh, okay.
I see what
you
did there.
You know about that?
Do I know about Hugo Bosk?
Yeah, you know who Bosk is?
I don't.
Trandoshan bounty hunter?
Oh, man.
Your son would know. Your son would know who fucking Bosk is.
He would be so embarrassed that I didn't know.
Fuck, Dad.
We actually just got a book of like every Star Wars character, and I have to say I am impressed with George Lucas. I guess this is a known thing that George Lucas is the best at like coming up with fake names, but man, he really
Dengar? Come
really
on.
Really killing it, man.
what's one that jumped out at you?
I mean, I had heard the words Salacious Crumb before, but yeah. I don't think I knew that it was a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a fucking cookie or something.
I mean, he's like the rat god.
Yeah,
on Jabba's barge.
But yeah, there's some good ones. It's like 248 characters, and my son's like, "What does this say?" And then I have to turn around while driving and read.
You're like, "This is Salacious Crumb. He's a jester in the court of Crime Lord Jabba Desiligic to you. I don't know." Something about a galactic
going deep in the Star Wars canon. I am Jack. That is Miles Bray. Yeah. These are
Thanks
some things
me.
That are trending.
Great to be here.
Great to have you, Miles.
Thanks so much.
Gen Z is letting the millennials know not to wear skinny jeans anymore. As our girlfriends are letting their boyfriends know, or just removing their boyfriend's skinny jeans from their closet. Because
and
men
then making
are,
cool videos.
Yeah, and then making cool videos like POV, you threw away all your boyfriend's skinny jeans.
POV, you threw away all your boyfriend's clothes and he's nude in the street every shot. Yeah, I mean, this is like a thing that's been happening for a while. Like Gen Z has been saying skinny jeans are fucking whack shit. Like, why y'all wearing them? But it's funny now because it's like that battle is beginning to manifest now in like millennials saying like, I got rid of my skinny jeans. What's up? It's like a lot of dudes are like me after I got rid of my skinny jeans. And they're all playing the same like Lana Del Rey song underneath. But I just love that like some of the comments on some of the other videos are like people asking for Gen Z insight on their own jeans. Like if their jeans are too baggy, if they are or too skinny, what is considered skinny? Are they washed or are they with the times? But yeah, the greatest relationship on the internet continues between millennials and Gen Z.
Miles, what you just said was so tight. tight like skinny jeans. Sorry, my internet froze, so I have no idea what you just said, but I heard like little bits of it, and it was dope.
I'm saying nothing we've talked about constantly about skinny jeans, but also I said, but shout out to the greatest love affair on the internet between millennials and Gen Z, like where Gen Z are constantly like, man, what the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all millennials doing? And like millennials are never like, shut the fuck up, you suck. Like, you know, a past generation might, we're like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, am I bad?
Okay. We do suck. Can you help me not suck?
Are these please, okay? Are sir? These okay? Yeah. And like, it's, and credit to Gen Z because they embrace it too. Like, because they post videos, they're like, look, let me help y'all skinny jean wearing motherfuckers out. Here's some ways to look modern, like you're in 2023. Yeah. Luckily for me, I could never fit into skinny jeans. Any jeans that have appeared skinny were purely because of my plumpas.
Yeah. The baggy up top, or wait, you have just plumpers top and bottom
all the way
right?
through,
all the
from
way
the
through.
Thigh to the calf, man. It's ain't no lights getting through there. That's why I'm wearing big cargo pants now. As like I'm in daddy mode. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro, bring these baggy ass cargos into my life.
Yeah,
because it's nice to put a phone in your pocket and not feel like it's
not
stuck
feel it
to your
the
leg.
Whole time.
Yeah,
yeah. Look at that. You're learning. You're evolving.
He's
Miles.
Learning. He's becoming sentient.
I'm still not comfortable unless you can see the outline of my underwear through my jeans. That's
I know it. It's a yeah. I
it's
mean,
just important to me.
I'm always like, man, those boxers look really bunched up on one side, man. really so bunched up. It's fine.
You need to
man.
Know just... exactly not just that I have change in my pocket, but how much change exactly. I have in my pocket. Yeah. No, it's a. The videos are funny. They're like POV your boyfriend after you threw out his skinny jeans, and then he's just wearing all these like baggy pants, but they're playing like Lana Del Rey over it. So yeah. It's good.
It's your love and affair. Then, it's your wonderful life together.
And then it starts out with a picture of him in skinny jeans, just like looking like an unwashed piece of shit. Look at this asshole. Right?
Right.
Anyways, before you leave your husband or break up with your significant other, try throwing out their skinny jeans first.
Yeah.
Just cut them to pieces and say, maybe this will salvage things.
I would say do that before going to couples therapy.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Your couples therapist is probably going to tell you the same thing
Hold
we
on,
just
why,
told you.
Why are you guys here? Hold on. Before I even ask you why you guys here, have you thrown out his skinny jeans? No. Yeah. Okay. I would
then.
You know what? I'm going to do you solid. I'm not going to charge you for this 15 minutes so far. Just go back and do that and then come back after that. That
Thank
step has
you.
To be achieved.
All right. The NAACP has issued a travel advisory for people traveling to Florida, warning that the state is, quote, openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ+ individuals. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a hot take there.
Right.
Pretty apt description. Just like when those countries are like, don't go to America, man, all the guns. I'm like, yep. That part, that's about right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a sad state of things. I'm sure Ron DeSantis is... Is he cowering in fear?
About it? He said, what a joke. Yeah, we will see how effective that is.
Holy shit. Wait,
really? That's like a weird, how effective it is? Doesn't this like technically mean that he's saying you can't stop me with your like puny travel advisory? Like,
yeah,
what does
the
he
goggles,
mean by
they do
effective?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
That ain't going to stop me from being on my, on my fascist shit.
Yeah.
Wow, what are they? Or it's just like, or he thinks in such rigid business terms that he's like, oh, what do they think they can do? People are not gonna come to Florida,
right?
Ha! Because guess what? For all the people that read that, some people got excited by what you just read,
right? Yeah,
and so they will offset those who do not come. But I mean, it. Yeah, I get why you would say that.
Yeah,
but I can also see why Ron DeSantis, as craven as he is, would be like, yeah, what a joke.
One of the NAACP reps who actually lives in Miami put it bluntly, we are cautioning people when they come here, you're going to experience what we are experiencing. Anytime there are policies that are going to be put in place that are going to impact and disrupt the quality of life of Black people and all people of color, we take that very seriously. And Ron DeSantis screamed what a joke. We'll see how effective that is.
Yeah. My so God. Cool. And you better not say racism, because I'll throw you in jail, because I just signed a new law that said racism is a hate crime word.
Right.
That's where we're headed.
The NBA playoffs
took
a dark turn for fans of the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
Both franchises are down 3-0 in seven-game series. No team has ever come back from being 3-0 down.
Is that in the history of sports or in basketball?
I think it's just basketball. I'm sure
right, I think NHL, there's been...
I feel like hockey, yeah. There's always like, you know, a goalie will suddenly get hot or something, right? And then it just turns.
A goalie gets hot? Well, it's scoring from the as a goalie?
Or just like being able, like, isn't that a thing that happens in NHL playoffs where like suddenly just like one goalie like who wasn't that great all season just suddenly turns
it
on?
Oh, sure, like just becomes impenetrable wall.
Yeah, impenetrable wall.
And yeah.
Suddenly that team is the best.
I don't know why I'm saying that, because that was the fucking Kings did that a few years ago.
Didn't they come back from 3-0 down?
3-0, yeah. Exactly.
So, I don't know. The Lakers games have been close and
they're painful, man. They're painful because we're doing
tired.
Oh my God.
Which is painful to see.
Fucking hurt. He looks mortal. That's what's so hard to watch. It's like he looks like a regular guy out there.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like LeBron James, but I mean, I don't know what to say. It is what it is. I mean, it's hard because we're playing at our best. Like we're doing as best as we can, but it's clear it's just not good enough to overcome them. Like the Nuggets are just a step above and there's nothing we can do about it. So I can make
peace
with that.
Incredible. Jamal Murray,
the nightmare man.
Truly Lakers fans. He has entered the nightmares of Lakers fans for years.
Yeah, it's nightmare fuel. And then like, you know, but then you look over there on the East Coast.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Bukats. The buckets are coming and the Celtics fans are the team. I don't know. The team looks like they've given up, I think is.
Which is weird because they are the more talented team. This was as big a favorite as any team has been in the Eastern Conference Finals or any conference finals. The Celtics were huge favorites. They were favored, so they lost the first two games in Boston, came to Miami, and the Celtics were favored again by Vegas. Like they were 4.5-point favorites, like not an insignificant amount of points after going down 2-0 at home, and then they got just beat by like 30 points. So
yeah, I just love that the Lakers Celtics, right? Like it's funny how it's manifesting with fans too, because like, you know, obviously we're both getting joy out of watching our respective declines. But then at the end of the day, we're like, hold on, y'all, everyone expects you to be in the finals.
Yeah.
We started the year off from the literal gutter.
2-10 for the Lakers. Yeah,
one-celled organism. But again, I think it is what it is. But also like in true like Laker legend form, Magic Johnson is like fucking concern trolling like the Celtics fans. He said, in my 44 years of being associated with the NBA, like, whoa, you are really setting the weight up for this. I never thought I'd see a Boston Celtics team, a franchise with 17 championships, quit. I know Celtics fans all over the world must be disgusted and devastated. The Miami Heat blew them out 128-102 in game 3. It's like, thank you for then just that very like straightforward description.
I know he is my people who aren't familiar with his Twitter persona. Magic Johnson is the most bland and obvious, like Captain Obvious motherfucker who has ever tweeted. He'll just he'll like recap a game that just ended after everybody are like, you know, offering their third level, fourth level backlash to the backlash take. He's like, the Celtics dropped one in a, you know, in a big loss for them. But it was all in build up to him just killing the Celtics with a concern trolling tweet.
Yeah.
That was
this one. Denver's defense has taken Laker guards Schroeder and Russell completely out of their games. Thank you, Magic. Thank you.
And they gave him a talk show. He had a talk show. I don't know.
I remember that. I was watching that one.
Yeah. They're like, he's so nice. So he'll probably be entertaining as a late night talk show host.
He, in fact, was not.
He was not. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Uh-huh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back, and Uber is trending after the head of diversity equity initiative at Uber is, I think, being placed on leave for some meetings, some like company-wide diversity training meetings called Don't Call Me Karen, about like how we... people need to like stop calling white women Karen and like start thinking about their feelings.
So in an era of diversity, equity, inclusion, where your companies are trying to, you know, figure out how to do shit right, one of the talks here, it's even described as like, yeah, like there's going to be an open and honest conversation about race. And like there were white speakers talking, I guess, to people like, don't call me Karen, diving into the spectrum of the American white woman's experience, as well as the, quote, Karen persona. And I think a lot of the people, like, namely a lot of black employees or other like employees of color were like, what the fuck? Like, why are we centering like the pain of someone who is called a Karen as part of our like understanding of better diversity, equity, or inclusion? Okay. Yeah, they said it was offensive, triggering the these conversations were triggering. Apparently, the head of diversity, equity, inclusion was saying, kind of clapped back with a sort of a spicy reply saying, quote, sometimes being pushed out of your own strategic ignorance is the right thing to do.
Interesting. So who is being strategically ignorant here?
I don't know. This is the thing that's so wild. Like DEI efforts like at companies just they fall flat. Because you, if you're, especially like when you're putting people from within the company, like in those roles who like might already have a vested interest to like not rock the boat too much, shit falls flat. And I don't know who, if like the DEI person was put up to do this or that through osmosis that they begin to feel empathy and were like, we need to both sides this conversation.
Right. And just getting constant feedback from the C-suite at Uber, like, which is notoriously like a pretty problematic company.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not so much for about equity for their fucking drivers. So
yeah,
turns out that's a bit of a roadblock. But yeah, I don't know why putting this DEI officer on leave is like, unless they're like, oh, they completely went like rogue on us and did that, or if they've just set up a woman of color who's in the DEI position to just be the fall person
for
their terrible, like, C-suite man, like, guided DEI discussions. It's hard to know without the full picture, but I will say I am not surprised that a gigantic company just is falling short with the kinds of things they think are nuanced conversations or really eye-opening conversations about race.
There's been a breakthrough deal to keep the Colorado River from going dry, but it just seems like it's like, don't give California, Nevada, and Arizona as much water. I don't know. This seems like a deal that will have consequences for people and their lives. So I don't know. It's being covered as like they figured it out. I think the thing they figured out is going to be like people use less water.
Is it going to actually is it for agriculture? Because
maybe
people don't use that much water. Agriculture uses a fuck ton.
Yeah. Uses a fucking water park worth of water every 2 seconds, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So they've just, I don't know. Okay. I'm like, so that's like the most frightening thing for me to think of as a Californian, because that's the Colorado River is like always front of mind.
Yeah.
And when you drive by any of like the lakes that like serve as like reservoirs, you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. What's going on?
Even in LA now, like after all this rain and, you know, it's there are like all these wildflower blooms and stuff. But I was driving around, I think in the valley this weekend, and I like looked and there was this big like field that was green. And I was like, oh, that's a golf course. And sure enough, like that's those are the only places that have enough
that
water
green.
Golf courses.
I look at the hills and I go, that's all turning into fuel.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's such really a double-edged sword. You look at it because usually we don't get enough rain in the winter for like our hills to have any kind of green on it.
Yeah.
And now they are fucking green.
Yes.
And again, in the back of my mind, I'm like, then it turns to brush and then it becomes the fire fuel. This is the world we're in. Those anxieties do not go away. I mean, I'm going to assume that some of the, you know, reservations that are also counting on like water from here are also probably going to get a fucked deal. But I'll have to look further. But wow. Yeah.
Yeah. The agreement announced Monday calls for the federal government to pay about $1.2 billion to irrigation districts, cities, and Native American tribes in the three states if they temporarily use less water.
Okay. So. Most of this cuts, 2.3 million acre feet, would come from water districts, farm operators, cities, and Native American tribes that agreed to take less water in order to qualify for the grants.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just being like, hey, man, what if I paid you to not need water?
Yeah, exactly. That truly seems like that's the plan.
Okay.
Do we got a deal?
What about the water we need? I don't know. Buy it with the money we're giving you. What?
We'll make it go away. Right.
Yeah. I hope it works. Yeah. Somebody with some expertise, please hit me up. Tell me if this is good or bad before I read into it too much. And I'm like, nothing's working.
No. All right. Those are some things that are trending on this Monday, May 22nd. Yeah. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.